Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
Okay, so now we're going to transition from why ordaining female pastors assures evangelicalism's doom to answer the question, why do Christian leaders compromise like this? And when we considered this question, Pastor Travis Allen as a guest came to mind. He is someone who stands for the truth of the Word of God in a very uncompromising way. And he has a very deep understanding of the church and how God designed it to be led and to operate. Earlier in his life, Travis served our country as a Navy SEAL, and now he is the senior pastor of Grace Church in Greeley, Colorado. Travis, thank you for coming on the Christian Worldview today as we get into part two of this follow-up, really, to the news that Pastor Rick Warren of Saddleback Church has just ordained three women to be pastors. And we've already discussed the biblical basis for men being pastors and teachers in the church, leaders in the home. Is this issue, Travis, of female pastors, is this a first priority category issue? We think we titled the program last week, you know, why this spells evangelicalism's doom. Is that too apocalyptic? Is this as big as issue as maybe we're making it out to be?
I think that we need to acknowledge your view of women in the ministry is not a gospel issue in the sense of, will you be saved by having the right view of women in ministry, or will you be denied entrance into the kingdom because you have the wrong view of women in the ministry? We would obviously say no. We're not talking about the deity and humanity of Christ. We're not talking about justification by faith, the authority of Scripture. And yet, we are talking about, even though it can be maybe a second level or third level issue, what they practice on a second level issue will reveal really what they believe on a first level issue, like the authority of Scripture. And what they practice on a second level issue shapes the way they think about a first level issue. And so when you practice ordaining women into the pastorate, you've really crossed a line that is going to shape and affect and probably reveal what you believe about the authority of the Bible. Yes, the Bible may say, 1 Timothy 2:12, Paul says, I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man. The Bible may say that. But people who don't want to believe that and practice that will set that aside. And so they demonstrate they really don't line up under the authority of Scripture. And so you've got a question. If they don't practice it, what do they really believe about it?
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. To find out more about the Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.